Vayter in Shas, we are on Daf Chaf Hey, picking up Chaf Dalam Abayz by the bottom of the page by the Mishnah. About a Mishnah. Now, we've been speaking about, so far, last Mishnah, we were talking about the fact that Kodesh is more Chamor than Truma. Now we're going to show areas that Truma is more Chamor than Kodesh. Zok the Halige Mishnah, Chomer Betruma. What is Chomer Betruma? Shabbi Yehuda in the land of Yehuda. We're going to see why that is. We're going to ask why that is. But in Yehuda, Ne'amanam al Taris Yayin Vishemen Kol Yemos Hashanah. And that is that Amaratzim, we trust them when it comes to Tara, reference to what? Taras of wine and oil the whole year, meaning Dafko as it is connected to Kodesh, as Rashi shall Kodesh. Im Higdishu Lemizbeach B'Shas Hagisos V'Abadim. If at the time of the Gas and Vadas, like the wine press and the oil press, when they would go and get the wine and the oil, if at that time they would go ahead and have this, their Makdash to be for the Mizbeach, Ne'amanim al Shmiros, and they're Ne'aman on guarding it, Kol Yemos Hashanah, the whole year. And the Gemara is going to explain, Ma'ishnal Yehuda Denakat. And at the time of the gas and the bad, they even trust them when it comes to truma. Rashi is a kol matar and is kaleim because everybody's matar, they're kalim when it comes to the time of the pressing of the wine and of the oil. Even the Amaratzim are careful with that, and therefore they will trust Truma during that time. So Kodesh is the whole year, but when it comes to Truma, it's only going to be done during that particular time period that we're going to trust them. Okay, Avru, Hagisos V'Abadim, let's say you're past that time period, you have the wine pressing, the olive pressing, and then Ve'viu lo chavis shel yayin shel truma, and he brings a chavis, a barrel of wine for truma, Amaretz brings, and then what's going to be the case? Rashi says, Ve'viu lo Amaretz l'koin chaver, he brings it over, lo yikabluenu mimenu, we're not going to go and accept it from the guy, because, sorry, it's not during the right period of time, therefore we have a problem trusting you. Aval manicha l'gas abav, very interesting halacha, says the Mishnah, that we leave it over for the next time when they're going to have the pressing, the season of the pressing, and then he can give it over, even though it's the same stuff that he had. Rashi says, "Ama Arutz can leave over the gas above, as yitnano lekoin, then he can give it over to the coin." V'im amarlo, and if the Ama Arutz says to the coin, this is talking about when it's not during the season. He says, "Hifrashti lesocha revias kodesh. I have in this barrel not only regular stuff is in there, but I also have kodesh that's separated into it." Rashi says, "The migu the megar kodesh neman atruma, then neman we trust the guy." Pretty amazing. Right, and now this also is going to fall into the concept of Breira, because he said, I have in there like a revius of Kodesh, but didn't say where exactly it is. So then we have Breira there to teach us that we are going to retroactively, my friend, be able to decide what it is that is actually, what is what. Okay, but we trust the guy. Now we have another chumra here. Kadi yayin v'kadi shemen. Let's see, you have jugs of wine, jugs of oil. Beep, turn the page. Chaf hei amud aleph. We have these jugs. Hamidumaos, which are a whole mixture going on over there. We have truma, we have chulin, we have kodesh, rashis, mefar, shugumar, v'hashtamash, v'shil tevel. Truma v'chulin miravin. It's all mixed up together. Ne'amanim aleim b'shas hagisos v'abadim. We go out and we believe this Ama Aretz. We trust them when it comes to the Tara of the Kelim, when it's during the seasons of the olives and the wine, the pressing of the olive and wine, v'kodem lagisos shivim yom, and even if it's before the time of the pressing, up to 70 days before. The reason why we're good with this is because we know part of it is going to be used for Kodesh, and we trust the Tara of Kodesh when it comes to Hekdesh. So therefore, if you're within the season of when they would get ready for this type of stuff, we trust them, it's good to go. But if it was just Truma, not Kodesh, then sorry, we wouldn't trust you. It's like the Hail Gemara. Be you Yehuda in, but Galil, lo. Only in Yehuda we do this, and not Galil, my time. What's Pshat? Why was that? Why would that be? Amari Shlakish, Mepthesha, Ritsua Shal Kusim Afsekas Benam, because there is a Ritsua, literally a strap, a strap of Kusim that's Mafsik between them. That means to say what, says Rashi, Ritzu shal eretz ha'amim afsekas bein Galil Yehuda, v'Yerushalayim b'Yehudahi. We know Yerushalayim is in Yehuda, right? And we have then, so you have Yehuda, then there's a strip of Goyish land, and then after that you have Galil. V'Eef shalahav le'evian l'Yerushalayim b'tahara, you're not able to bring a b'tahara from there, from outside Yerushalayim, l'fi shegozu chachamim tuma l'aretz ha'amim, there goes their tuma on the Goyish areas, v'afilu shal chaverim shemigalil enabal l'askim l'nisachim, even that's not able to be brought. Rashi explains in Shabbos, Sechah Shabbos, if you dial him a base, that Mishum Safik Kvaro Shalahen, the Nachri Mitamba Magamasa Oel, the Rabbanon. There's a machlokas there, the Rabbanon versus Rabbi Shimon. The Rabbanon holds that the Nachri is Mitama when you touch it or you carry it or you're in the Ohel. And Rabbi Shimon Nami says, So what happens is that because they don't know where they bury their dead, and it could be all crushed up, it could be all over the place, and therefore stuff they're metamim midarabanan the tumas haaretz, and that's why in the Galil it's not okay, but in Yehuda it is.
Frek the Gemara, I don't understand, but there's a way of getting around this. When they say b'shita teva migdal, this brings us back to Shabbos Erevin days about the different types of tuma. And we have this a great big box. So we have a type of a shita teva migdal, these type of carriages and boxes, closets. If we go and we put it in that, which makes an ohel between the ground and that which is inside this, then what ends up happening is it stops for the tumma from getting to it. And then you can go and you can bring it even from the Galilee. And you're able to bring it over there. So what's pshat that it's only in Yehuda, this shtickel? This is Gemara Hamani Rebbe Hi, the Amar Ol Zorik Lav Shmei Ohel, who says that literally a throwing ohel, meaning a ohel that moves, Rashi says, Ol Amataltel Venizrak Lav Shmei Ohel, it's not called an ohel, Leos Mafsik Bein Avira Shel Eretz Ha'amim Vehem Gazral Avira, Alvira. So he is of the opinion that, sorry, doesn't work. This won't help you. The time is going to the Braisa. Ha'nichnas l'aretzam im b'shida teiva u'migdal. This brings it back to Ervin. One who goes in these things and they go into Eretzamim, Rebbe Matami is Matami. He says it's sorry. So we see nonetheless that Rebbe holds that this doesn't work. And therefore, that's what we have over here also. That you're going to go and you're going to put in the thing or you're going to go and move. You're going to bring your wine, your oil from the Galilee. It's not going to help and it's going to become Tummy, so therefore this only applies in Yehuda. Frek the Gemara. Why don't we bring it in a kli cheres, something made out of pottery, which is completely sealed, which we know that a kli cheres only becomes tummy if things touch betocho and apagabo on the inside, not on the outside. And therefore, let's go ahead and carry it through with this. Amar Rebbe Eliezer, Shonin Ein HaKodesh Nitzel B'tzamid Pasil. The Chachamim said that it's not going to help, that Kodesh is not going to be saved through being in the sealed shtickel Torah, even though that would normally be the case. Over here, it doesn't work by Kodesh. Aiva Tanya, we learned that a Braisa, in Chattas Nitzelis B'tzamid Pasil. My love, HaKodesh Nitzel. We have a Braisa that says that Chattas is not going to be saved. Rashi says, May offer Efer Para, the water that's used for the Para Duma, it's not going to be saved with this locked up shtickle, with this locked up flask with a cork. My love, HaKodesh Nitzel, isn't that coming to tell you that that's what's not going to be? But when it comes to Kodesh, it actually will be saved. Says, Lo, HaMayim She'inim Mekudashim Yitzolim B'tzamid Pasil. All it's telling you is the mashmos is not about something else, but about something about it itself. That water that's non-mekudosh, that's something which will be nitzal from its tzamid paso. Says Rashi, Shalom nitan ha'ifer aleihem adayin. You didn't put the ashes on it yet. Nitzal n'ksherem l'katsha n'achakach. The water can be transported in that, and then after it's being used for the paraduma, as long as it wasn't mekudosh yet. So don't think that it's telling you that kodesh is nitzal. Zok the Gemara, well, actually, like the Frek the Gemara, it says, V'ha'amar, Ula, we said you can't do it from the Galil, but you can do it from Yehuda. Chavrayu mitkan begalila. We have these chaverim, these prushim, these people that are setting up. Rashi says, mitkan, mitarin, yeinim, b'shmanim, lizbech. They're getting it ready for the lizbech. V'iritzum of sekas, lama mitarin. Why are they getting everything ready that when it comes to base on Migdash, you're going to go and bring it? What's it going to help if you have this place that you can't pass through? As a Gemara, manichen. What they do is they put it aside, and uchlshiyavu Eliyahu v'tayrena. When Eliyahu never comes, and he's going to be mitayr the area. Rashi says v'yir lahen shvilba she'enu me'eretz amim. We're going to have a path to be able to make our way from that place all the way to Yerushalayim Yir Kodesh, and then Eliyahu never is going to tell us which way to walk. That there were no dead bodies there, and therefore won't become tameh. That's what they're doing to set it aside. Period. Next. Zok the Mishnah, Uvishasa Gisos, Nemanim Afal Truma. And during the times of the gas, when they're doing the olive press and the wine press, they're believed even for Truma. Zok the Gemara, Uramini. But it seems to say we have someone who comes against this. This is a Mishnah, which is found in Taros, that says, Hagomer Zesav. Rashi says we're talking about an Am Ha'aretz here. who's going out and gathering in his stuff. Ama Oretz Sheba Ligmor Zesav. He wants to finish off. He's gathering all the olives. Yishayer Kupa Achas V'yitnenu La'ani Kohen. He should put aside a box that's going to be used. Yishayer Kupa Achas, one box that has olives in it. Rashi says, L'tzorach Trumasa, for his Truma. V'yitnenu La'ani Kohen, give it to an Ani Kohen. Rashi says, V'yirena Shelo Huchshu Azesim. V'akohen Yasena B'tara. So what it's saying is, do like shiraim, leave over a bunch of them in the olives for truma, and you give it to a kohen that's very poor. Now, Rashi's pointing out that the olives don't become huchshe lekabotuma until they finish off gathering them all, and then the kohen knows that this is not tummy, and therefore he can go and he can take it for the amaretz. By virtue of the fact that this is telling us, as he's finishing it off, he should put them aside, it makes it sound like the only time they're allowed to do it and they're going to accept it from him is if it's during, while they have yet to have finished up gathering. So that seems to show us what? That if the Kohen got them after they finished up all the gathering, he wouldn't be allowed to take them because the Amaretz maybe is not an Eman. We don't trust him that he's going to keep it Tahor. But we know our Mishnah says that during the seasons of the pressing, we do trust him. So which one is it? Amar Rav Nachman lo kasha. Ha b'chorfei, ha b'elfei. Our Mishnah is talking about the early stuff, the crops that come out early, and therefore no problem during that season, everything's great. Ha b'elfei, where the other Mishnah had said that you have to get it before it's done gathering up, so it's not yet huchsha l'kabotuma. That's talking about the stuff, the crop that comes up later. And at that stage, we know that it's after the season. And since it's after the season, we don't trust the Amma Oretz to say that it's taller. So if you have to get it before it is Hochsher. Amalei Rav Ada Barava, Kigon Mai. Like what? When you say we're talking about that there's a later stage going on, what is considered the later stage? Ke'osan shel beis avicha. Rashi says, Afleavu, like those of your father's house. Those are part of the later crops, and clearly he knows his papa's shtickle, so he's good. If Yosef Amar, if Yosef comes and he answers a different way, he says, he says, Bigalila Shanu, that the other Mishnah was talking about in the Galil. In the Galil, we don't trust them even during the season. Even in the season, we don't trust them. And our Mishnah was talking about in Yehuda, where we do trust them. Azai Guzok, the last Rashi at least. Esri Abaye. So that was of Yosef. Now we're asking Akasha on that. Esri Abaye. Ever Yardin Vagalil Harein Ki Yehuda. It says that these places are like Yehuda. Huo, Neman and Aliyayin Bishas Hayayin. There should be Neman by that time. Baal Hashem Bishas Hashemin. Avalo Aliyayin Bishas Hashemin. Velo Hashemin Bishas Hayayin. So we see even in the Galil we trust them. So how do we answer up the stira? Ella mechvarta get the shanin and meikara. Rather, it's like we answered originally that we're talking about the early crops and the later crops. Okay, zok the next part of the Mishnah. Avra gisas v'abadim aviyu lochav shel yayin. If we're after the season, he brings a barrel of wine. Lo yikablenu amen. Don't accept from him. Mendicha legasabah. Just leave it over for the next season, then you can give it. Bomer of sheishes. Avra v'kibla. Let's say a coin doesn't listen. He shouldn't accept it, but he does. He's mekabelit. Mahu shiyanichenu legas haba. What's the din then? Can he go ahead and just leave it over for the next season, and then he'll just use it the next season? Amalu, he said back to him, Tini sua, we learned this already. Didn't we already learn this? We have a mishnah right about this. Beep, turn the page. Chafei amud beis. As it's zokt, chaver ve'am ha'aretz, sheyarshu es avim am ha'aretz. You have a chaver and am ha'aretz, brothers, and they got from their father, who was an Amaretz, they were Yoresh something, they got something from Papa. Now, Yachal Lomerlo, the Chavar can say to his brother, the Amaretz, Tulat the Chitin Shemakom Ploni, you take the Chitin, the wheat that's in this particular place. Rashi says, what place is he giving him? Sheyodea ben Shehuchshu. He knows that they were already Huchshu lekabotuma. So he's saying to his brother, who's Amaretz, you take that. Va'ani etol chitim b'makom ploni. I'll take the one in another place. Sheyodea shelo huchshu. Rashi says, the given the chad minei, the one min, is one type of food. Aminin yesh breira, where there's breira. She'elu heid chelko shelzeh. Ve'elu ein chelko shelzeh. Ve'lo hichlif lo chaver la'ama'aretz chelko shebitamein b'shvil chelko shalama aretz b'tar. And there was no sort of switch of giving over the chelik of tar to tamei, tamei tar. Rather, this brayer to decide which ones are going to get right now. Aval, let's finish off Rashi. B'shnei him. If there are two different types of species, one's wheat, one's barley. Ein loma brayra. We can't say brayra now. The kishamei savia nafa chelik lazev, chelik lazev b'chol aminim. Each one of them gets a chelik. V'nim sechaver zem, achlifa lo, v'over b'lefteiva lo sitin mikso. Back into the Gemara, and we'll see this out now. It says, "Tol ato chitin shemokam ploni." You, I'm our brother, take from these. Vani chitin shemokam ploni, I take from these. Tol ato yayin shemokam ploni. You take yayin from that one. Vani yayin shemokam ploni, I take from here. Aval lo yomer, you can't say, "Tol ato lach." You take the ones that are lach. In other words, the ones that are already mekabel are huchshel lekabel tumah. Vani yavish, I'm going to take the dry ones that are not yet mekabel tumah. Tol ato chitin, you take chitin. Vani sorin, I'll take barley. That he's not allowed to do. If he would end up some of the stuff that really he's not allowed to have, and then he goes and he says, then you take the dry, I'll take the dry, you take the wet. So now he ends up doing some sort of transaction with the Amaretz, which we know you're not allowed to do. Therefore, it's a bit problematic. Vitani Allah. And on this, we learned in a brisa, Oso chaver soref halach u'meniach siyavish. If it would turn out to be that he has truma that's part of this whole shtickel, then he would burn the truma that was lach. Rashi says, im koinu v'yesh shemen le truma. Madliko lineros, he should be madliko because you're allowed to get you're allowed to burn tummy truma. Amai, in fact, the Gemara, why do you have to burn it? Yanichena legas abad, just leave it over for the next gas, and then it's going to be that it's going to be fine. So what do you see? You see that a chaver who gets it from an amaretz that wasn't part of the season, he's not allowed to keep it. So the same thing over here as well. You, if a kohen goes against the rules, then he goes and he takes it. Sorry, nothing doing. In fact, the Gemara, what? Bedavar she'ein lo gas. Maybe that old Bryce is talking about something that doesn't have a gas altogether. There's no sheiches of the gas. Rashi says, kigon shecher tamarim shel truma. Like tamarim, like dates that came from beer dates that are of truma. V'hai sorif loshen ibaru. And this is like going to be burnt and that it's going to be lost. Not burnt, like using the oil to burn something, but rather you're burning it in order to destroy it, right? So this doesn't have any season, but when it came to the season, maybe Taka would be allowed to leave it over, and therefore you don't have a raya. Says the Gemara, V'yanichenu l'regel. Why would we say to destroy this date stuff, just leave it over for the regel? As Rashi says, she'tumas ha'aretz ain't a regel, v'yim karenu. There's no tumas ha'aretz during that time, and then sell it during the regel. The fact that the Braisa says you got to burn it must be that you're not allowed to leave it aside for afterwards, so it can't be done. It says, no, maybe not. But maybe we're talking about a type of item that you won't be able to keep until the regel. It's just not able to. But it would be the type of food that you could, then maybe you would say, Taka would do such a thing, so you don't have a raya one way or the other. Period. If he says that I put into there a revius of Kodesh Neman, we believe him by the fact that we're talking about that it's tahor of all the oil that's in there. Even the truma is going to be good, even though we don't want to do truma, since it's Kodesh, and then we say the truma is good also. Tanana, some we learned in the Mishnah. Moda b'shamu b'shilal shabot gino l'osei Pesach. When it comes to one who's going to do the Korban Pesach, both b'shamu b'shilal mask him to the fact that they're both gin, that, moda b'shamu b'shilal shabot gino l'osei Pesach. What are we talking about here? A base of pras. As we have learned a few times, most recently, I believe, in Moed Katan, back way back in Daf. Hey, so we speak about a base of pras is that if you, well, after that also, I think, but okay, that's what pops in my head. So yeah, base of pras, kid before I saw Azil, hoya holy chlassos pischo, person's on the way to go to Gorm Pesach, but base of pras, you'll sod the shenechras bokever. What's a base of pras? Well, there's a few different types, but here the classic is that you have a kever that was buried there, there's a body there, and then there was nechras, but it was ground up because they plowed the field, and now it's all over the place, and if it has at least an etzem kisaora, it's a problem, right? It's going to be, you know, you touch it, you're going to be a problem. Yish bokever, mafsiko, botko, beneficha. You could check it by blowing. That's what they used to do. Get down, blow and walk, blow and walk, blow and walk, and check to see if there's anything else. But there's no issue of ohel. So if it's underneath the ground, you don't have to worry about that because there's no ohel there. V'im yesh etzem kisaora, it has that size. Ro'eyu v'nishmat v'manu, you'll see it and you'll stay away from it. For etzem kisaora, einu matame ba'ohel. Elu magu mas only touching it or carrying it. L'fikach bodik menuficha shol yisitena beraglav. When it comes to the Pesach, so you're allowed to, you can go through it. In order that, and you don't have to worry about it. But we do not allow you to do that in order to eat truma. says Rashi, that ein somchan al bedika zu the kaven to ein zman kavua lechila. There's no zman kavua pesach. There is. You got to get through there, get to do the karm pesach. But when it comes to the truma, you can eat any time. Therefore, yamten shiva yamim viyaza shlishi v'shvi v'yitbol. So you wait 7 days. You do sprinkling on the third day and the seventh day, like there was a mace there that you maybe touched, and then do tefillah. Well, gabe pesach whole base of pras derabanan, the whole dinner base of pras derabanan. Lo mi de devrayim b'makom karis. They're not going to uphold those words when there's a karis. You have to make sure that we are going to have the Karban Pesach. Now, my botkin. What does it mean, botkin? What exactly? How is it done? Like we explained, my vidam shmul menapech adam besapras v'holech. He blows and then he keeps walking as you keep blowing to make sure that it is out of your way. The Rabbi Chia bar Abba mishmei deulamer. He says, "Beisapras shenidash tar." That if you get if it's nidash, it was trampled on. A lot of people walk through it. Then it becomes tar. It says Rashi, "Shenidash beregel vezuhi bidikaso bodek im nidash umlo nidash." You just check that people trample or not trample. If they trample it, you're good. You don't have to do anything. If not, then you got a problem. Leo say Pesach. The people that are going to do Pesach. So we said we removed this issue of Beisapras and we allow you to go through it. Lo hamidu devrayim b'makom karis, because they don't want to uphold their words and. Case of kares. If one doesn't bring the korban pesach, he's chayev kares. Therefore, they don't want to uphold that rule. Lochli truma hemidu devrayim b'makom misa. They upheld their words in a place where there is misa. Says Rashi, you go tamei ochel truma is chayev misa b'dei shemayim. So therefore, they upheld it and said you got to do hazah shlishi and shvi and you're good to go. Yibaylo frek the gemara batakel pesach. Let's say a person actually did. They checked for the pesach. Either it was nidosh completely or is that they blew as they kept walking. Malshi ochel b'trumaso. What's the law that this person can have truma? It was a kohen, and then he went through by blowing and going and blowing and blowing, go blowing, go blowing, go. Can now have it. So at the Gemara, Ula Amuila says, "Baltik lepischa mutalecha b'shumaso." If he checked for that, then he's good for this as well. And Rabba Bar Ula says, "Baltik lepischa aserlecha b'shumaso." Don't mix and match. Nothing doing. Amar Leah, who Saba. There was a Saba, a grandpa, who says to Rabbi Ula, "Lo tifka lei de Ula, don't argue in Ula," who says that it is good to go. That if you check for Pesach, you are good for Truma. You know why? Because the Ula de Tanan Kavasei, Ula, we have a Mishnah that goes according to him. Ve'im, the Mishnah said that Ve'im Amar Hefrashti Lesocha Revias Kodesh Neman. What do we say about this in our Mishnah? That if the Amar Aret said that, I put into it a Revias of Kodesh, then we trust him over there. Ama, what do we see? Midehema na Kodesh, mehme nami atchumi. Truma. Hachanami here too. Midehema na Pesach, mehme nami atchuma. You couldn't do a davka for Truma, but since you're allowed to do it for this one, you're allowed to do it for that one also. Okay, next part of the mission, we said, Kadei Yayin v'Kadei Shemen. We had said about the Mishnah that if it's Hamidumos on the top of Chaf Hamid Aleph, he said that if it's all mixed up, Truma, Chul, and Kodesh, then it's Neman Aleim, B'Shas, Agisus, V'Abadim. V'Kodem Agisus, Shivim Yom. And for that, before it, 70 days. Tana, we learned in a Braisa. Zagnai, look at the Braisa, Nemanim. Lo al Kankanim, V'lo Truma. We don't trust him. We don't trust his Amaratim. Not in reference to kankanim jugs v'lo al truma, and not in reference to the truma. Both in reference to the idea of tara, we don't trust him in either case. Zukta gemuri. Let's break that down. Kankan demai. What are we talking about? What is that statement talking about? This kankan that you said you don't trust him with kankan. What are we talking about? Ikankanim de kodesh, eridam ha kodesh, migo de mehem and kodesh. Then we said just like the amah oritz, we trust him when it comes to kodesh. And Naman Kankanim, we should trust him also to the Tara of the Kankan itself that the Kodesh is in. The Mishnah said that we trust this guy by Kodesh, and once we trust him by Kodesh, therefore we trust him also by Truma. So for the Kalim also, which the Kodesh is in, it should be good. Right? What are you going to separate these two things? Ella Kankanim de Truma, we must be talking about Kankanim de Truma. Says Gemara, Pshita, obviously. Hashta Truma lo Mehemin. We don't trust the guy straight up on a normal Truma case. So Kankanim Mehemin, we're going to go trust him on the barrels. What's the Chiddush over here? Ella Birekanim de Kodesh Vashar Yimos Hashana. We're talking about Kalim that are empty from Kodesh. And for the rest of the, we're talking about during the rest of the year. Rashi says we're talking about after we already poured it out from the Kodesh. We're not Neman on the Shmira and throughout all the days of the year. Ube Melein to Truma, Ube Shas Hagisos. And if you have that these kalim are filled with truma during the time when you have the pressing going on. So what do we see over here? That even though we say that the Amaretz, we trust him when it comes to Kodesh that was in the jugs, in these containers, and by truma that it's in now, he doesn't trust the actual jugs just by themselves. Frek the Gemara, but tonight we learned in our Mishnah, Kadiyan, Vekadi Shema, Medumo, so you have this mixture going on. What do we say about the Amaretz? We trust them to say that there's no tuma during the times of pressing, during the wine and the olives. My lav, midumos, the truma. Are we not talking about this midumos, this mixture that has truma and chulin? So you see that you do work it. You say, hey, we are Neman. We trust these Amaretz during this season for Tara. What it meant is that it's mixed with Kodesh and Chulin. Not that it has Truma over there, only Kodesh. So like we had said, we trust him when it comes to the idea of Kachim, but not the idea when it comes to Truma. In fact, the Gemara, Dimua la Kodesh, is such a concept to say the Lashon of Dimua that it's mixed up when it comes to Kodesh. This Lashon, as Rashi says, is that Obiyika Dimua la Kodesh, Tevel, Shalom Niskan, Miduma Bitruma. If you have Tevel, that's not fixed up. You can take off, you know, the proper tithes yet. And it gets mixed up with Truma. Aval Kodesh, Lois Kaknu Lifrosh, Mitocha Shea Tevel, Miduma Besocho. This type of Lashon is like Dema of Dama of Dimua is referenced to the idea of Truma. So what do you mean that there's no Truma there? And so Amar Devei Rabbi Loi, Bimitar is Tivlo Lito Mimenu Nesachim. What are we talking about over here? We're talking about a case of, our Mishnah is talking about someone who prepared the Tevel while he is Tahor in order to take off stuff which is going to be Nesachim, which is part of the Kachim. So since Tevel is a mixture of Truma and Chulin, therefore we use the Lashon of Dimua. Right now it makes sense to use that Lashon. And a part of this stuff is going to be set aside in order to be used as Kachim, therefore it's considered Kodesh. Now, because of the fact that there's Kodesh, now the Amaretz, we trust them when it comes to the actual jug. Zakt Rashi, the Ika Chulin, Vikodesh, Vitruma. Migo, the Mehemen HaKodesh, since we trust them by Kodesh, the Mehemen Namiya Truma of Akankanim, we trust them on the Truma and on the barrels. Shigenai Lakodesh, Shiyu Akankanim, Shiyuru, Mehen Becheskas Tuma, Vukar. Does it make sense? It's a Genai to say that the stuff is going to be good, but the barrels are not going to be good. Last part of the mission, we said that we trusted within 70 days, called them Megitos Hashem Yom, within the time period of the press within 70 days. Says Gemara, Rabbi, Shema Amino, Dino, that this is the din, the Levei Risa Lemitra Chagulfe, Shivin Yom Makme Matsarta. That it is placed upon the Arisa. Arisa is a sharecropper, someone who works in the land and also gets a portion of the land of the stuff that he worked. So it's on him. Lemitchach Gulfe, he is to get stuff. All the Gulfe means the Kalim. He says, start getting it ready. Shiv Yom Mekmein Matzarta, 70 days before, it's actually going to be the time when they're going to be involved with all of the pressings. Okay, my friends, we're going to stop over here. I want to wish all y'all a great, great day.